along with Jamie Ramsey, director of the Riley County Senior Citizen Center. Yes, get all the words in there. Jamie, we welcome you today. All kinds of things to talk about. I know we've talked some about the kitchen remodel a few months back. I know you were kind of getting things going. I guess you have an update for us.
Well, it's becoming real very quickly. And so I kind of wanted to let people know what's going to happen. As of the 5th of June, our kitchen at the center will be closed, and the kitchen will actually be moving to Potroff Hall. And the Riley County Extension has been so gracious to allow the meal program to cook out of that. And then the 1st of July, the First Presbyterian Church has agreed to let them use their kitchen. So they'll kind of be, you know, gypsies moving around, but it was really the best that it was the best of that we could do. These are both very, very nice kitchens. There'll be no meals prepared at the center, but we will serve a meal for people coming in at noon, and all the homebounds will go out. Nothing will change for them. For our folks, we will be like a homebound, a delivery site. So they'll just bring those meals into us. The meals may be a little bit different simply because of that process. But I think it will be, I think it's going to go very well. And we're very excited. And again, this has been truly a community project. In terms of the funding from the City of Manhattan, the Pine Foundation, the Goldstein Foundation, the Flint Hills Foundation for Older Persons. And so they kind of all came together, and we kind of shepherded that process. And I really do have to thank my board and my staff. We have some very, you know, they made a commitment to the meal program that it was such an essential community service.
And, you know, as you said, too, I would guess that reservations would be more crucial. Logistically, it's going to be interesting doing all this, even though it sounds like you have it worked out really nicely. But you would like to know how many people, I'm sure, are coming to eat.
I'm glad you picked up on that, because we don't usually take reservations. But because they're going to ship them those out in containers, we will be asking for reservations. They will be making about 4 to 5 extra meals. But, you know, if you're not used to making those reservations, don't count on walking in June and July and having a meal for you. So we ask that you make those reservations. And then when we get through the whole process, we'll kind of go back. But we certainly want to go there. We're very excited. We're very excited because, as you know, the nothing has been done to the kitchen, the layout, since it was built in 1982. There is some equipment there that is original to that year.
Very good. I know, and I actually remember seeing a news release on this, too, having to do with the Alzheimer's Association and something, a program you're doing in relation with that.
It's a four-part series to talk about assisting caregivers and also family members who might not have the direct role of caregiving, but who want to build some more confidence. And this is a cooperative effort between the center, Meadowlark Hills, and the Alzheimer's Association of Kansas. And so it will run the five Mondays in June, starting June 5th. And the first on June 5th is talking about the basics about Alzheimer's, memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's disease, what that looks like. The second part then on June 12th is about kind of understanding and responding to dementia-related behavior. And then part 3 on June 19th is, I can't do this anymore. And we may all know of folks, caregivers who have reached, family members who have reached that point, and then to kind of sit with other people and talk about reaching that point. And then the fourth is, I should, I ought, I have to. So that really kind of goes.
It's tough being a caregiver.
It is tough being a caregiver. And this series goes along with an emphasis this year that the center has about Alzheimer's, dementia, and how are we as a community looking ahead as those numbers are going to go up. And so we've just done a survey of agencies where it's out there now asking them, you know, what do you do? Do you have specific programs for folks with dementia? Or do you capture them in your regular programs? Is there some service that you think that would be a benefit to you? And then we'll turn around and do caregivers. And we'll be doing those as a focus group. And hopefully in the fall, then we can put those together and pull in the agencies and pull them back in and say, this is what we have. This is what we're hearing from caregivers and from you that we need. And we need to start planning for that.
Any charge at all? I guess it's at the library is where these are being held.
It's free of charge. It's at the library. So if you have any questions, you can call the center at 537-4040. And I know that they would like you to sign up for it, so they just have some sense of how many people will be there. And if you'd like to go and can't really leave your folks, give us a call. We'll see if we can work something out.
You have a lot going on in June. I don't know if we want to get into all of them, but just maybe highlight whatever ones you'd like. And
we had originally thought we would slow it down, but somehow we just didn't get there. We're going to do some things different. Summer's always a good time to kind of get out in the community because, one, the college kids aren't here. And so we like to kind of go into Aggieville or do tours. We're going to try bowling, and we're going to do that every Wednesday in June. Again, we talked about, So we're doing a Father's Day luncheon and a root beer float, and then just to kind of, not to kind of, but to recognize theirs. We had such a, the reason I'm stuttering here is that we had such a wonderful Mother's Day, and Kathy and her group, the Four Gems, came. And so I had told her before the program that the pressure was really on for us to make sure that it was a wonderful Father's Day program too. So that's where we're going for.
It was our pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
We did tie-dyed shirts for spring. About 6 weeks ago, and they loved it. And I was very hesitant about the whole tie-dye thing, where I put them. I was going to put them outside, but they have these squirt bottles now, and it's so they had an absolutely wonderful time. So we're going to do it again, except we're going to do it. I think we're going to do red and blue with white T-shirts. Looking forward to the 4th of July. Lots of programs, lots of informational kinds of programs. And I want to talk about tours because okay. People are always very interested in tours. We are going to be having Cheryl Collins come talk about celebrating a century of history and heritage for the Raleigh County Historical Museum. And it's been years, I know, since we've done a tour up there. And I think they'll really enjoy it. And that is June 6th. On Wednesday, June 14th, we're going to go to Howie's Trash Service and have a tour, find out what they're doing. And then on Thursday, June 22nd, we're going to go to the Wolf House. So it's kind of a historical month for some of our tours. And again, always try to center those programs about recreational, health-related, usually sometimes we'll throw in finance so that there's a variety of programs, something for everybody. And because I speak very quickly, and if you have questions, call me, Jamie, or Melissa, who does our programming at the center at 537-4040. And if you have any questions about what's going to happen, if you happen to get a home-delivered meal, just give us a call. We'll kind of lay it out and let you know that everything will go ahead as for you without any change. Same drivers, and so there shouldn't be any change in that.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Jamie Ramsey with us today, director of the Raleigh County Senior Citizen Center. We'll take a break. Next, we'll have Henry Otto and also Colleen Lindgren and the Blue Valley Youth Sailing Organization. Going to find out about some fun things that they're working on right now. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio. KMAN.